Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. We are live on location at 1919 Southwest Morrison Street at the Portland Diamond Project store. Come on down, 20% off merch. Zenners and Breakside are down here giving out samples. It's a great atmosphere, really cool stuff. The wall, the bathroom wall, it's we got a promo team out here. It's ready to go today, so come on down, say hi, sign the big board, put your name on there, and let's sign the petition, get it going. Our one stop for the Daily Ticker today, we stay with the Portland baseball theme, and we talk with former, feels weird to say that, but former Oregon State coach Pat Casey, defending national champions, and he joins us now on the Guild Hotline. Coach, it feels really weird to still say former. Is it odd to know that you're in retirement right now?
Yeah, it is odd, but I'm not in retirement. You know, I'm a special assistant to the athletic director, so, you know, I'm still working. But it is odd to not be in uniform, I can tell you that.
Now, hey, Coach, we had a chance to catch up with Pat Bailey last week, and he said that he feels like you're a little awkward and you don't want to stop by and, like, step on his toes. He says he wants you to come down, so we just wanted to pass the message along for him. He wants you to come by and say hello, stop into the old clubhouse and check in with the boys.
Yeah, well, they're playing well, so I don't want to mess up the farm, you know, and I don't know. It's just an odd deal, and I think that, you know, I don't want any of our guys to miss it. You know, we expect to have, you know, what the coaching staff's doing. And, you know, we got, it's hard. It's difficult because I coach some of those guys, and, you know, some of them are odd because you get to watch your son play. And I said, well, you know, I got about 25 watching them play because I coached so many of those guys last year. So, you know, I'll probably show up there sometime, but I've been to all the games. I don't know what's down here. I watched them on TV. I've been there and kind of go way out in the outfield somewhere where I can watch a game and kind of, you know, handle it the way I can handle it.
Boy, that would be a sight for a Beaver fan to see as they buy those cheap bleacher seats and Pat Casey sitting out in right field. He's like, I don't want to sit close to home plate.
Can we get, like, the fake glasses and fake mustache?
Yeah,
you got to blend
mustache,
in out there,
coach.
You know?
No, it's funny. I was in Arizona, and I was standing underneath the scoreboard because I said, okay, nobody's going to be out here. It's colder now and everything. So I think it was Rutschman. I saw him. I said, hey, you owe me a pair of glasses. He goes, what do you mean? I go, well, I had my sunglasses on, and he struck out with the bases loaded, and I swung my hand around, and my glasses hit the side of the scoreboard, and both lenses popped out.
There's still some passion there, that's for
absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. We're talking with Pat Casey now. We're down at the Portland Diamond Project store. You know, I haven't heard or read an answer to this, so I just ask you, when did the partnership start, and, you know, when did you first hear about this group and what they were trying to do?
Well, you know, I can't really remember, but I talked to Craig Cheek and Mike Barrett. Both those guys had talked to me and wanted to visit with me about the project. Susan and I went up there and went out to dinner with them, and it was great. Showed us the renderings and showed us, you know, their vision. It was really, really something. You know, we were extremely excited about it. Probably, I would say, late summer. I don't really remember. But, you know, I'm 100% in their corner. You know, I think about what the Blazers did. You know, I was a senior in high school in 77 when they won it. And I think about how that unified that city and the state and everything else. And I think about Oregon State baseball. And I think about when, you know, I first started, you know, people would go to games, and that's what they went to games for, to watch games. And then how it unified so many people, brought so many people together, and created such an atmosphere and such a enthusiasm for what we're doing. And I think that our state needs that. You know, I think we need something that's positive, something that can, you know, bring people together, and something that can certainly create jobs and create an unbelievable venue for people to go watch a baseball game. So I just think there's so many good things about it, and I think that everybody should get behind it and know what that could do for the state of Oregon.
You know, Pat, one of the things I've always dealt with is somebody born and raised in this area who loves and grew up playing baseball is, you know, folks try and throw the argument, well, this isn't a baseball area. There's not a lot of baseball passion here. And it drives me nuts when I hear people say that. And you know it firsthand because of how much support you have for your program. What's your reaction when people say Portland isn't a baseball town or Oregon isn't a baseball state? How do you respond to that?
Well, passion follows winning, I can tell you that. And if you want to win, you have to have passion before you win. But that's for players and coaches. But for fans, I'm just telling you that you go look at anybody that's winning at any high level and you find out that they're filling those stadiums. And so there may not be in somebody's mind. There never was, like I said. If 30 years ago you said Oregon State's going to win a national championship in baseball, people would have said, you know, come on, you know, we're up in the Northwest, it rains all the time, they do a good job, but it's hard to get out of the Northwest. And so you can go anywhere now. You can go to Omaha, you can go to Arizona. I sat down there with the Kansas City Royals, and the guy said, I can't believe the people that follow you guys. It's unbelievable. He said, you know, here we're sitting down here in Arizona in spring training, and there's almost 3,000 people that are supporting Oregon State baseball. So, you know, that would happen, and it will happen. And, you know, I think the more people look at it like that, the more excited they get about it, and the more they understand how it can impact other people. You know, it's just not bringing baseball players or coaches. It's impacting an entire city, you know, an entire state. You're talking about what they could do with that piece of property, what they could do with jobs, what they could do with excitement, and you know, I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, we're talking with former Oregon State coach Pat Casey. He is partnering with Portland Diamond Project. It's only natural that I take it here, Coach. If we get a team in 4 or 5 years, let's go optimistic here. A lot of people are speculating. Maybe Pat Casey tries his hand in Major League Baseball. Is there any shot at all you would be interested in managing a Portland team?
Well, I would be interested in doing anything that would be something that would excite me. And if that was Major League Baseball, it'd be Major League Baseball. If it was college ball, it's college ball. If it's high school, it'd be high school. I just don't see myself knowing what I'm going to be doing 5 years out. You know, I just try to take this thing one day at a time and try to figure out how I can impact and have some significance in what I'm doing and helping other people. You know, I was a head coach for 31 years. I miss being around the game. I miss being around players. And if I didn't, then I should not have done it for 31 years. So, who knows what's going to happen? Any way that I could help them, any way that I can do anything to help, create excitement, enthusiasm, energy around this project and get people to really take a look at it. That's what I'm interested in doing right now. And I think that if people would do that, if someone would take the time to look at some of the things that a major league ballpark club could do for our state and what a ballpark here in the city could do, I think that they would, you know, most people would be pretty excited about that.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the fun debates we have, Coach, is whenever this topic gets brought up is, do you want American League or National League? So I'll ask you, you can pick. You get to pick the two. Which one would you rather have in Portland, American League or National League?
Well, I'd rather have a National League team, but I would tell you that with the Angels, the A's, you know, that close, you know, you would think it'd be natural that they'd want to have an American League team. I think that baseball is going to change over the next bargaining agreement. It wouldn't surprise me if you see something happen regionally where all of a sudden you'd have maybe the Mariners, the Giants, the Dodgers, the Angels, you know, Portland, right? Hey, wouldn't that be good?
Hey.
All the West Coast. I mean, just think about the fan base. You'd have rivalries that could actually go someplace. But right now, you know, you have people going a long distance and fans won't travel that far. But it wouldn't surprise me if there's three sections, you know, the Midwest, the East Coast, and the West Coast. And, you know, what division they'd be in or what whether it'd be in the American League or the National League. I think it would all depend on how that works. And it would be interesting to find out what they do. I mean, what if they stayed with American League and National League, but they were in the same league, And when you played each other, you played American League rules and vice versa. And just like you do when you get to the World Series and just like you do with interleague play. So I think a lot of things are going to happen. And I think that, like I said, I think that they want an East Coast team. I think they want a West Coast team. How that works out, I'm not in the commissioner's office.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned, Coach, you mentioned the A's. I mean, they will be real close when they're playing in Portland because that doesn't look very promising right now down in Oakland. But I know you don't want to comment on that. We had one of your good friends, Mike Brard, come down. He said he's a bullpen catcher for you way back in the day.
he was, but good thing I wasn't on the mound because I probably would have short off him a few times. But, yeah, Mike Everard was down with me in Amarillo, Texas, and I want to say that would have been about 1982.
Well, I was kind of curious, too, just as a guy coming up through the system, and I asked you earlier about coaching, you know, what would be the biggest adjustment you think you would have to make if you jumped from college, took some years off, and if that opportunity presented itself and you were interested, what do you think the biggest jump would be from coaching college for so long to Major League Baseball?
Well, you know, you're coaching people that have advanced in the game to become a major league player. They've been through minor league system, college, high school. Therefore, they know the game at a very high level. You know, you're going to manage people. You know, you're going to play 162 games, and therefore, it's about the long haul. You know, you'd have a longer time span in order to accomplish what you want to accomplish. You know, if you look at college athletics. It's a very short time to accomplish what you want to accomplish and the season's over. And so there's not a lot of opportunity for failure, you know, where in baseball, you know, you might have a losing streak. You might have a winning streak. You play 162. You're working with a guy that might be 35 years old. And so therefore, you know, you're just, like I said, you're managing more than you're coaching. And, you know, at the college level and the high school level, the thing about young kids is, at that time of their life, a lot of them don't even know what they can accomplish until you create something within them that raises the bar, raises the ceiling, creates a drive within them that they ultimately accomplish a lot more than they ever dreamed they could. And so and that part's great. That's a satisfying part of coaching, is to see someone develop on and off the field. But, you know, certainly when you get a major league player, you're going to have a guy that's been through all that, who's developed. And one guy might be a 15, 18-year veteran, and you might have a rookie. So I think it doesn't change, though. I think that anybody that is motivated to do something can do it at a high level. And I think anybody that's not motivated probably it will not reach their ceiling. And so I don't think that part changes, is creating a reason for why you're playing and make it fun. You know, those guys play 162. You gotta mix it up a little bit.
Absolutely. All right, Coach. Thank you so much for the time. I do want to ask you as quickly as possible. I know you're not all the way retired. Have you picked up any new hobbies? Anything interesting you outside to fill your time a little bit?
Nothing. I wish there was. You know what I mean? So, I was thinking about cliff diving, but and I didn't want to. I didn't know where I could start that, so I haven't done that yet. But I did find out that we own a lawnmower, and I mowed the grass a couple times. And
there you go.
I'm getting out there, man. I'm spreading my wings, man.
Oh, I was just hoping that you were going to respond with, "Oh yeah, I go to the local bingo parlor and I take down all the super olds and I win bingo all the time." That's what I was hoping for.
Are we getting designs in the yard?
I should have said, I went down and just crushed this 90-year-old guy last night, bingo man. We got in a fight about the halfway through, and I told him that he was no way he was going to beat me. I'm competitive, see. That's funny. No, I haven't yet, but so I know there's something out there for me. It's waiting for me. I just got to find it.
There we go. Pat Casey, former Oregon State coach. Coach, thanks so much for the time. We love catching up with you. We'll have to get you back on at some point. And continued success in your post-coaching career and working with the Portland Diamond Project.
Hey, always, man. Great talking to you guys.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.